With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks posted solid gains on Friday, aided by some strong corporate earnings and news of a deal to end the government shutdown. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 183 points Friday to 24,737. The NASDAQ Composite rose 91 points and the S&P 500 gained 22. Both the Dow and NASDAQ were up around 0.1% on the week. The S&P fell 0.2%. We're joined by Mike Wursthorn, who covers the markets for the Wall Street Journal. Mike, some positive earnings news helped, but investors also welcome the fact that President Trump agreed to a deal to reopen the government for 3 weeks.
We're seeing over the course of this week, but really just the start of this year, just a chipping away at the problems that have been plaguing the market, especially in the fourth quarter of last year. So a couple of good earnings that came out this week. You know, so far earnings are shaping up to be fairly good overall, around 11% year-over-year earnings growth for the S&P 500. It's not as high as, say, expectations were in September. So there was some adjusting to that, obviously, in the fourth quarter that led to that sell-off. But people are realizing that earnings haven't fallen off a cliff. So they're seeing companies like IBM, Comcast, United Technologies all this week report pretty strong earnings. On top of all that, the government shutdown was just something that's been lurking in the background of all this. I mean, obviously, investors weren't too concerned about the immediate impact because we've had this incredible rally over the last 5 weeks. The Dow's been up for 5 straight weeks now. But, you know, that said, there was always this concern that if the government shutdown were to go on longer and longer, that at some point you're going to see that impact on GDP growth. So with this, that just knocks off another one of those concerns. There's still more, but this just gets that list down to a more manageable size for investors.
And we should say negotiations may fall apart over the next few weeks. We could be back to square one, but I guess it's a load off investors' minds for the time being.
Yes.
There was also news from the Wall Street Journal that Federal Reserve officials were weighing an earlier end to its balance sheet reduction process.
When we think about sort of all these issues focusing on the markets, I mean, the Fed is probably the biggest factor of all this. You know, I think investors over the next several weeks are going to be looking very closely to see sort of what the Fed's willing to do with its balance sheet, you know, whether or not it wants to end that process earlier or push it out a little further. And even just as importantly, interest rates as well. So these things are, you know, as investors are getting a sign that maybe some of the tightening that the Fed was considering is not going to be as quickly as they originally anticipated. I mean, those are things that I think investors are seeing, and they're getting some certainty that at least for now, this isn't going to make stocks go off a cliff.
We had a sharp dip in the markets midweek after news that China's economy grew at the slowest pace in nearly 3 decades last year. So it's not really the worries about trade with China. It's just the worry about China's economy.
And that ties into just sort of the growth all around the world. I mean, it's why you sort of see this back and forth. So Tuesday was a pretty rough day for the markets. They're digesting that IF news, as you mentioned. But then they were trying to balance that with the fact that corporate earnings here in the U.S. are pretty good. There was at one point this huge fear that we're going to hit a recession. You know, we're seeing the U.S. economy is in fact weakening. Obviously, so is China, so is Europe. But the question is, how fast is that going to weaken that we're in this recession? You know, I think there's a realization that over in China they have their problems, but they're a little more contained, that you got to worry about things here in the U.S., but it's not going to make things just sort of immediately turn on a dime for the U.S. markets at this point. So you're going to continue to see that tension as people sort of grapple with sort of how those regions are growing with respect to the U.S., and it will just sort of lead to more volatility throughout the various weeks.
Mike, investors will have a lot on their plates to chew on in the new week. You know, tons of earnings, the Fed policy meeting, the January jobs report.
You have some very interesting earnings. You have Whirlpool, which has been a closely watched company just because of some of the trade impact that they've felt all throughout 2018. You have companies like Pfizer and McDonald's, which I think just more broadly speak to sort of the health of the economy that investors will be closely looking at. In some ways, even just as important, then you have some of the tech companies getting out there. So Facebook is going to be reporting earnings. That'll be closely watched because people have just been, you know, very much – that's been a crowded trade for quite a while. And that's where you saw in October a lot of the growth fears really get accentuated when you saw a company like Facebook say that their revenue is slowing a little faster than expected. So those would be very closely watched earnings. On top of all that, you have trade talks then that start later in the week. That's probably even just as important, if not more important, than those earnings, because investors really want to get a sense of when that March deadline comes. Is this going to continue, or can we expect a deal finally? In terms of data, we have consumer confidence numbers, which have been very important to sort of suggest whether or not this bull market has more room to run. Those numbers have been weakening just a little bit. And you also have GDP growth numbers, which will be closely watched for any sort of sign or indication of just what this impact can be from, say, the government shutdown or some of the effects that we saw at the end of last year.
And also investors will be watching the January jobs report, which comes out Friday, February 1st.
The market over the last several months, especially as they're when they've been really concerned about sort of where the economy is going, that's been one of their best signals to really get a size and really get a handle on sort of what's going on. You saw those December numbers in early January painted a very upbeat picture of the economy. So investors will be wanting to see more of that. Of course, the concern is if it's too hot, you know, say a really hot wage growth number, which was a little high at the start of January for December, you know, if they see something like that, that could also put the markets through another type of convulsion. So it's got to be sort of in this sweet spot investors will be looking for. But really, if anything else, they just want certainty that the economy is still healthy. And right now, with unemployment rates really low, if they continue to see that and wages still growing at a somewhat healthy pace, that should keep markets fairly calm, investors say.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wirsthorn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The new week can be summed up this way: earnings, the Fed, and jobs. A parade of quarterly earnings reports will come our way, with FANG members Apple, Amazon, and Facebook posting results. Also weighing in are Boeing, eBay, Caterpillar, and Harley-Davidson. And watch profit reports from Tesla, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Verizon, MasterCard, and Visa. There's an agreement to end the government shutdown and keep the government open for 3 weeks while negotiations over border security funding proceed. That means lots of economic reports will come our way. The key piece of data is Friday's January employment data, but we will also get reports on personal income and spending, consumer confidence, a preliminary estimate of fourth quarter gross domestic product, the ISM's manufacturing survey, and auto sales. And last but certainly not least, the Federal Reserve will hold a two-day policy meeting this week. It'll be topped off by the Fed's policy statement and a press conference afterward by Fed Chief Jerome Powell. Fed watchers will make every attempt to gauge the future pace of interest rate hikes. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.